Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
All right, a little bit different scheduling. We know normally we're doing this at high noon on Thursdays. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. We'll all be feasting and being miserable and stuffed and taking a nap and watching games. So today, we do Silly Underdog Picks. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, the commissioner. Chase McCabe is off today, but he joins us via the phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Chase, not what's quite. Up?
Hello. I'm on my home studio.
Okay, you've got a little bit of an echo, so we may have to reconnect
I think it was again. Just because phone lines were brought up all okay. at the same time.
There we go.
Way too much going on.
Right.
Sorry, Tim Hasselbeck and I have been out shopping, and he apologizes. Yeah, he forgot.
He took Tim away from us.
Totally stuffed us.
Yeah.
Stiffed us. Then he'll stuff us tomorrow.
Slam dunked us.
No, he sends his apologies. So for missing that, I think it's like the first time.
I was going to say, I don't ever remember over the years Tim ever stiffing us, but he did a Derrick Henry stiff arm, threw us out of the way, and just went marching right into the end zone and right on to next week because yep. we got nothing from him.
Zilch.
All right, let's bring in our players. Forever Titan wide receiver Chris Sanders, who's probably feeling pretty frisky these days.
Hey, bud. How y'all doing?
Seemed to be a little bit. Seemed to be Chris.
Hey,
I'm doing great, man.
Yeah.
Dwayne good.
Dwayne's nowhere to be found. This seems like Chris.
Hey, Chris is in a good mood. It's Thanksgiving. I get to eat a whole bunch of food and – I'm going to knock on your door and throw your turkey on the ground. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, that sounds like Dwayne. Dwayne's adopted, isn't he?
Yeah, he got adopted when he was in the first grade.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Let's bring in the former quarterback, Kelly Holcomb.
Who's,
ooh. Yeah. He's treated like the commissioner.
Hi, Kelly.
He gets booed. Kelly, what's up?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
You ready for Thanksgiving?
I am ready for Thanksgiving. Are you guys ready for Thanksgiving?
Well, it's going to be a little bit tricky.
Are you having anybody over the house or what?
It's going to be a small group, small gathering. Family, that's it. It's just a very small gathering.
Okay. All right.
That's what we got going.
Same old here, I guess. Small gathering.
Yeah. We're going to have less games to watch as we're learning, so this is going to be a little bit trickier because things keep falling by the wayside. We've even had a Cincinnati Temple game that has pleaded no contest.
Yeah, Cincinnati was favored by like 35 points, so they just said, hey, we just might as well go ahead and forfeit due to lack of interest.
Right. Well, Chris was interested. I'm sure that was one on his list.
Well,
for
hey,
sure.
You got another one, wow. Man. UMass plays Liberty, and they're even worse.
UMass yeah, UMass, not good. All right, Commish, let's review.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your commissioner speaking. It was another fine week of competition for the Silly Underdog Picks in 2020. What a huge, huge turn of events we've had here. These last few weeks, we have gotten some excellent movement in the standings with two picks each. We'll get to the insiders in a moment. Let's start online at thegamenashville.com. You had four games that were the most popular picks by far. All had a little over a quarter or almost at a quarter of the audience. 24% had Kansas State against Iowa State. That didn't go well for those people. Iowa State won 45-0. 26% of the audience took Tennessee at Auburn. That one looked good for a while. They were right in it. And then, of course, we know what happened in the second half, which has been plaguing Tennessee for the last several weeks. 27% of the audience had Rutgers in a game at Michigan. We will get to that one in a moment. A crazy game. And that was one of the picks in our panel. Same is true for Indiana. And that was the most popular pick amongst our listeners. Indiana at Ohio State, 29%. Our winner, Randy Cook. There was a four-way tie, and Randy had the tiebreaker. So he wins. Randy representing College Grove, Tennessee. So congratulations to Randy. And we'll have another week of games for you to pick on Thanksgiving weekend. So make sure you go to thegamenashville.com. Now, to the insiders. The college picks were as follows. Kelly Holcomb, leader in the competition, stepped up and took Northwestern, a seven-point home dog playing against Wisconsin. It was a grinder. Northwestern caused five turnovers by the Badgers, who looked so impressive the week before. And Northwestern grinds it out and wins 17-7. Northwestern is undefeated and in the top 10 now. Wisconsin not only loses that game, but the next game against Minnesota, unfortunately, is not going to be played. So Wisconsin is not even going to have enough wins or games to play and be eligible for the Big Ten championship game, which Northwestern now has an inside track on big time. They are looking great to maybe play the Buckeyes in the Big Ten title game. So, Kelly, congratulations for seven more points.
Appreciate it. Go Wildcats.
Wildcats indeed. Chris Sanders stayed in the Big Ten. Speaking of Indiana, they were a 20.5-point dog playing at Ohio State. They were ranked in the top 10. They were a huge dog, but they played admirably. They hung in there with the Buckeyes. Buckeyes stayed. It was like an arena game. They had a stranglehold on it for a while. But Indiana, a couple late touchdowns and then had the ball back with a chance to tie it late. Came up a little bit short, 42-35. So you guys continue to pick games that cover easily. But, Chris, you almost had a big chunk there.
Oh, it was almost there. But go Bucks. How about that?
That was one, a very controversial pick. Chris Sanders picking against his alma mater, the Buckeyes. So you had to have mixed feelings there on that last drive. Chris, what was going through your mind?
Oh, man, I thought they were going to come back and tie it, man. If they would have tied it, I would have called John Cooper and said, hey, John Cooper, we got to do something. That's kind of how bad it was.
I think you would have had to apologize to all Buckeye fans. You would have had to make a public apology, even though you made a big jump in the standings.
No doubt.
Well, that's one less thing you got to worry about. Darren McFarland had the third pick. He took Central Florida, UCF, down in Orlando, six-point dogs against undefeated Cincinnati. Biggest game of the year for UCF. They play well down there. They're right in the game. They led 25-22. Second half, they threw one big pick, and Cincinnati took advantage, and they hang on 36-33. Darren, you could feel the points, I'm sure. It was right there. They had a shot.
Yeah, well, that's great. Didn't count for anything. So
no points for a cover.
Feel good points. How much do I get for feel good points?
None.
You get a handshake. Well, that's all you get, mister.
You get a wave, a handshake.
There you go.
This is from John Harbaugh.
So Cincinnati remains undefeated. They were ranked seventh in the first college football playoff rankings last night. Then we get to Chase McCabe, and we give you the report on the aforementioned Rutgers-Michigan game. This one was wild.
Ugh.
Rutgers gets the game to overtime. They scored and got a two-point conversion to get it to overtime. In the first overtime, Michigan misses a field goal, and Rutgers needs only to kick a field goal to win. They're a 10.5-point home dog, and they
kickers.
Missed it.
Ridiculous.
They missed it.
Freaking kickers.
It goes on to three overtimes before Michigan ends up winning an epic 48-42. So the Scarlet Knights getting better under Greg Schiano. Michigan still puzzling right now, but they get the W, which is more than you could say for Penn State. But Chase, I'm sorry, no points for a cover.
I've heard that so many times this year.
That's what, three straight?
This is a recording.
Yeah.
That's three straight weeks in college that you've had the covers.
Unreal. Unreal. One of these has to hit at some point.
Arizona State with the big lead late against USC. Then last week, Vanderbilt against Kentucky, an easy cover. 17-point dog to lose by three, and then Rutgers. So, Chase, I got good news for you. The pro pick went better. You took the Titans. 6.5-point dogs. We know what happened. Derrick Henry in overtime. So Chase picks up 6.5 points there, so that was nice.
Darren goes, that's so predictable. So predictable. Well,
I knew you were going to take it because, I mean, I I had it on the list, but I mean, I knew there was no chance it was going to be the first one taken because I knew you had the first pick.
Yeah. Well, at least that worked out. That worked out for me, so that helps.
Then Darren decided to take the Falcons, the logic being that the Saints don't have Drew Brees, 5-point dog.
They have Taysom Hill.
They have Taysom Hill, and he looked very good. They won easily. The Saints still have their defense, too. And even though the Falcons have been playing better, that was really never in doubt. So, Darren, you have to come up with a goose egg this week, my friend. You're 0-2.
Yeah,
24-9 the final.
Yeah. Great. Awesome.
Sorry.
Great. Good stuff. Yeah.
Then we get to Chris Sanders for his pro pick. He took the Cowboys. He took the Cowboys a couple weeks ago when they were a 14-point dog against undefeated Pittsburgh, almost pulled it out. Comes back with them last week, and they get a huge win in Minnesota against the Vikings. Andy Dalton is back. Chris gets a win for the third straight week, and he is up to 34 points, and he stays ahead of Chase.
Let's go.
There you
How
go.
About them Cowboys. Let's go.
Where am I points wise?
I'll get to that in just a moment because Kelly Holcomb had the final pick and he goes 2-2. Another impressive showing for Kelly. He had the Broncos.
Jeez.
3.5-point dogs at Mile High against the Tua show. Tua gets replaced by Fitzmagic and Fitzmagic could not pull it out. Broncos win 20-13. Kelly 2-0 in the week. Here are the standings. Kelly is 13-9 on the year. 13 wins and only 9 losses, picking the underdogs straight up 67.5 points. Second place, Darren, 40.5 with 6 wins. Chase also has 6 wins, but Chris has more points. He has only 3 wins, but he's got 34 points to be in third, and Chase is in fourth with 31.5. So 67.5, 40.5. 34 and 31.5.
Way to go, Chase.
Guess I'll be picking UMass.
Space. 2-minute drill, dog.
You need a big one.
Boy, do I ever.
So I can sense Kelly Holcomb just sitting back, enjoying listening to the results.
Just chipping away.
Continuing to add to the lead. It's been a nice job.
Just hitting singles, man. Just hitting singles.
Running up the score, Kelly. That's not right.
Pete Rose. Switch hitter. Just knocking base hits back up the middle, adding to the lead. So week 12.
Is that what you teach the kids at Riverdale? Run the score up. Come on, Kelly.
No, I wish. Last week I wish we'd have run the score up. We got the run score up.
So week 12 coming up in our next segment. Chris Sanders will have the first pick.
Let's go.
Followed by Darren. Chase, and then Kelly will have picks 4 and 5. Stay tuned. This is the Silly Underdog Contest, Week 12, coming up here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
Silly Underdog Picks 2020 has reached Thanksgiving weekend. And to get things going, I know our time is a little bit short today. Chris Sanders has the first pick right now in third place. Try to catch Kelly Holcomb.
Well, there is a new sheriff in town, and the sheriff is going to go out on a limb and do something kind of a little different. I'm still going to
pick a 3-point game.
I'm just going to
take Penn State.
Now check this single out: Bowling Green over Ohio.
Oof.
Yeah, get some. This is where I make my move, baby. This is where I make my move. Holcomb, I'm coming for you, baby.
So be honest. Where'd you get this one? You have not picked a MAC game ever.
Dude, trust me.
Where'd you get this from? Who told you this?
My mama.
Was it Holcomb's service? Because I know he's got an 800 number up now.
No, man, just a little birdie told me. He landed on my shoulder and said, Chris, pick him.
Huh. Okay.
Was it a falcon that landed on your shoulder, birdie?
It was a bald eagle. That's what it was.
But the Bowling Green is the Falcons. Why would an eagle give you a tip about the Falcons? Is he friends with the Falcons?
What in the world? Have you watched Bowling Green this year? They stink.
Okay.
They stink.
They stink, but is Ohio any good?
Frank Solich has been there for like 15 years now. He's a good coach. They're not losing.
Okay.
Come on.
Bowling Green.
It's a terrible
is a 24-point underdog. Bowling Green is 0-3.
You're better than that.
24-point underdog at Ohio to face the Bobcats, who are 1-1. That game is Saturday at 11 a.m.
There you go.
Okay. A little maction for Chris Sanders.
Do you even know where Bowling Green is?
It's in Ohio.
Okay. I was going to say, if you said Kentucky, I was going to be like, we're picking your NFL game. Goodbye. By the way, Kelly, I've got DraftKings pulled up. I'm ready to go. I'm putting the paycheck down on whatever you pick this week. I'm just going to take your games. My goodness.
That's a lot of faith.
This is ridiculous. No, I mean, think about it. If you had a bet on every game Kelly's picked this year, you'd have made a – what's his record?
Fortune. 13-9.
Hey, 13-9. What's he against the spread?
Oh, I have no – he's, yeah.
He's
winning probably like 20-2.
Is this a competition or are you guys married? Kelly Holcomb's my pal. He's so great. Come on, man.
Yeah, it's just easy showering Kelly with praise.
With that. Easy Bowling Green.
Okay, let's get to Darren McFarland for his pick.
Indian Fever. It starts from the very first inning. Indian Fever. Each game is a brand new beginning. It's the hits, the homers, the double plays. It's how you feel when we win. So catch Indian Fever.
Be a believer. It's the homers, guys, and I'm going for a homer.
The hits, the homers, and the double plays.
I don't need a hit. I don't need a single. I don't need a double play. I need a homer.
Swinging for the fences.
And speaking of homer, if Willie was making the pick, he'd be called a homer. Because I'm going with Vandy and the 14 points. Hold on. Listen up. Anchor down. Let's go.
You don't sound convincing.
Oh, I'm ready. Wow. I'm ready.
Dang it.
Vanderbilt is a 14-point dog.
Give me those 14. Give them to me.
On the road at Missouri, 11 a.m., SEC Network. Who will be the kicker? That is the developing story. We don't know
what's going on behind the scenes. They're like the Titans and Mike Vrabel. They don't need a kicker, okay? So they don't even need the kicker. They're going to win this game. They don't need a
good
kicker.
Could it be Sarah Fuller, the soccer goalie who just helped lead her team to an SEC championship? They've got COVID issues. She's been practicing. We will see. But
all right, how close will that put me? When I win this and Kelly loses his, how close will this put me? I need to see what NFL game I need.
Well, right now you are 27 points behind.
Okay, so that'll be 14. So I'll be 13
behind. But you got time.
Okay.
We still got weeks left. We got two games a week. The math is a little different than it has been at this stage of the deal in past years. So let's get to Chase McCabe with the next pick.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game!
Well, good pick, Darren. That's what I was going to do. But I didn't think anybody would take it, so shame on me. So I'm going to do this one. I think I maybe was a week off, so I'm going to do it again. I'm going to take Rutgers again, this time getting 11.5 versus Purdue.
Yeah, I looked at that game. It was on my list.
Rutgers at 1-4 is an 11.5-point dog on the road against Purdue, who, let's be honest, they got jobbed last week. They had a very controversial offensive pass interference.
They got hosed big time. Yep.
That was not pretty for Purdue. So they're 2-2, but in their minds, I think they're about as close to 3-1 as you can be. So the Scarlet Knights on the board again for Chase. Let's see if the breakthrough happens this week. That brings us to Kelly Holcomb for two picks.
We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
I'm going to Vegas.
I got winners. Give me a call. I got winners.
Y'all are stupid. I'm going to put y'all on a hotline, fellas.
Okay, I've got the DraftKings account pulled up. What you got for me?
Me too. Okay, BetMGM.
Here's the deal. I had another game, but since Chris went to the Mac, dadgummit, I'm going to go to the Mac, and I'm going to show him. I'm going to say Kent State beats Buffalo.
I like that one. I had that on my list, too.
Let's just point out this is a key game. Yeah, this is a key game in the MAC. CBS Sports Network, 11 a.m., a pair of 3-0 teams. Kent State is a 7.5-point dog in Buffalo against the Buffalo Bulls.
Buffalo Bulls?
Yeah, not Bowling Green, but Kent State, Hoss.
The golden flashes of Kent State.
Unbelievable.
Correct. The home of Nick Saban, baby. Let's go.
Oh, look at you.
Kelly, when you were playing for the Bills, did you ever go see the Buffalo Bulls?
What?
I did not, but I went over there a couple of times to see my old strength coach, yes.
Okay, so you've been to the campus of the University of Buffalo.
I have been to the University of Buffalo campus, yes.
Okay, there you go. All right, now we can move on to the pros. Now let's see where he goes in the NFL.
Okay, so I've got two home dogs, and I think I'm just going to go with the – I'm going to say Matty Ice beats the Las Vegas Raiders.
Hmm.
The Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I looked at that one.
The Falcons at 3-7 are a 3-point home dog against the Raiders in a critical game. The Raiders played well, came up short, still very much in the race at 6-4. So second straight week that the Falcons – have been picked. Trying to hit the single there.
Better hope Kent State hits. You're not hitting with that one.
All right, that moves on to pick number two, and that is Chase McCabe. So, Chase, right now you're in last place. You are 36 points off the pace. Still plenty of time left. We have the bowl draft, knocking on wood that we will have plenty of bowl games. But, of course, two picks a week, we got time here.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate that. I'm gonna go to a game that's gonna be played tomorrow. Actually, I'm gonna take the Lions on Thanksgiving Day +3 against Houston.
The Lions at 4-6,
last place, taking a 3-point game, okay.
Taking on the Texans.
interesting strategy.
It sounds like Chase wants a little extra entertainment while he watches on Turkey Day.
The big points aren't going to do anything for me because they're not going to win. So,
okay. Texans playing a little bit better.
Good news,
and that's why they're favored.
Texans got some bodies out. I saw where Kenny Stills is out and Randall Cobb is out. So they got a couple receivers out.
Interesting pick. So 2 3-pointers on the board. That brings us to Darren.
All right, good. I have a feeling this was the other one Kelly was going to take, but he went the lesser points, and I'm glad he went more conservative, because I have a feeling he was going with this one. I'm going to go, hold your laughter. I'm going with the Jags at home.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Give me the 6.5.
The Jaguars are a 6.5-point dog.
Was that your game, Kelly?
1-9.
I will never tell.
It was.
He will never tell.
It was. That was your other game. I know it. I can feel it.
And so the Jags will try to knock off the 7-3 Cleveland Browns, who still, to this day, the last quarterback to lead them into a playoff game was one Kelly Holcomb.
No Myles Garrett, no Denzel Ward. Give me the Jags.
Okay, 6.5 on the board, and that brings us to Chris Sanders. I know, Chris, you got to run here, so I'm sorry we're running a couple minutes late, but you have the final pick.
Got to run? He already ran.
He ran.
He has run.
Yeah. He has told
me. He had handed off
who
the
he
pick.
Wants. He wants J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets.
The Jets are a 7-point
Elijah, can
home
you confirm that?
Dog playing against the Dolphins.
That's bad.
That's what he texted me that. So, Elijah, is that what he told you?
He didn't tell me anything.
Oh, he,
not
he texted
this time.
Me the
usually,
Jets.
Usually we confirm, but not for this. So I might have to investigate.
In fact, his exact words, don't laugh, .. Jets.
The
but we
Jets.
Always laugh at his picks.
Winless Jets.
Do you think they're going to win a game? Kelly, you don't think they're going to go over?
I don't think they'll go over, but, hey, you never know. I don't think they'll go over. They'll beat somebody.
Okay.
It is hard to go over, but it can be done, as we know.
It could be with the Brownies this week. I don't know, man. You never know about the old Browns, man. I love them, but you never know.
So here's what we got for week 12 of the Silly Underdog Picks. And, yes, this is only Wednesday, but, of course, we had to adjust, and we'll knock on wood that all these games stay intact here because you certainly never know these days. But here's what we got. Music, please. Chris Sanders, who has gotten wins in three consecutive weeks to get back on the radar here. He's in third place. He goes, as he normally does, with a big dog, and he'll go into the Mid-American Conference, Bowling Green. He said a little birdie landed on his shoulder. However, he said it was an eagle and not a Bowling Green Falcon. But the Falcons are 24-point dogs at Ohio against Frank Solich and the Bobcats. Darren McFarlane with the second pick. He thinks this is the week for the Vanderbilt Commodores at 0-7, 14-point dogs at Missouri. Issues at kicker. What happens? Rescheduled game. It's been a bizarre week. Could there be a breakthrough for the Black and Gold? We will see. Meaning the Vanderbilt Black and Gold and not the Missouri Black and Gold. Chase McCabe, picking third, goes back to the well. The Rutgers Scarlet Knights, 11.5-point dogs in the Big Ten at Purdue. Rutgers nearly had it against Michigan last week, lost in triple overtime. Kelly Holcomb trying to add to his lead right now. Selects out of the Mid-American Conference, the Kent State Golden Flashes, a 7.5-point dog at 3-0. Taking on also a 3-0 team in the Buffalo Bulls. Kelly Holcomb follows that up with picking a second Falcon squad. This would be the Atlanta Falcons, a 3-point home dog against the Vegas Raiders down in the ATL. Chase McCabe then goes with the early game tomorrow. The Detroit Lions on Turkey Day, a 3-point home dog against the Texans, who have been playing a little bit better. They got the win last week against the Pats. Darren McFarland then goes to the Jacksonville Jaguars, winless since week one, 1-9. A 6.5-point dog playing against the Cleveland Browns, who are sitting at 7-3. And then finally, Chris Sanders goes with the winless New York Jets, a 7-point home dog taking on the Miami Dolphins up in the Meadowlands. Remember, you can play along with us. It's a lot of fun. We have a blast with this segment every week. You can be a part of it by going to thegamenashville.com and making your three picks, a combination of college and pro games this year. Just do it before kickoff on Saturday. Those are our picks for week number 12. And gentlemen, good luck.
Whatever.
Thanks, Willie.
Kelly, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Guys, you too, man. I'm in my black slacks with my red, you know, nice polo shirt. Y'all got to come get me. You know what I'm saying?
I got you. I'm just going to start making money off your picks, though. So I'll be rooting for you.
Hey, as long as you give me a little kickback, I'm good with it.
All right. There you go.
Jace, are you enjoying your vacation?
I am. It's been quite eventful.
I'm sure it has.
I haven't done anything.
Oh, I was going to say, what? Do tell. So that was sarcasm.
Oh, just yeah.
Eating cereal, watching TV all day.
Yeah, watching wrestling. It's been great. Racing, all those things.
Have you put a mask on Sawyer yet?
Have I what?
Have you put a mask on Sawyer yet?
I have not.
No? What would he do if you put a mask on him?
He would not like it very much.
I'm sure he'd eat it.
And bark and... Yeah, he would not be happy.
What would it sound like? I'd like to hear Sawyer barking with a mask on.
I don't know. I'll have to go find a mask to try and put on him. Yeah, I have tried, and he did. He ran off with it. I never saw it.
Oh, all right. Well, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, you guys too.
All right, we'll talk to you on Monday, Chase. And Darren, you've got a little DraftKings action here before we head for the break and then head down the home stretch here.
Yeah, you've heard me talking about DraftKings. I'm not kidding. I mean, Kelly has been so good with his picks. How can I not go to DraftKings and just pull a little money off his picks? I mean, he's done so well in our contest. If I can't catch him, I might as well make some money off of his picks. But DraftKings is also going to give you an opportunity to make some money on the Ravens and the Steelers game. Now listen to this. DraftKings America's top-rated sportsbook app is giving all of you out there an opportunity to double your money if either the Ravens or the Steelers score a touchdown. Now, it was supposed to be tomorrow night. We know it's been moved to Sunday afternoon. But they're going to give you an opportunity to double your money, and all you have to do is see a touchdown in that game. Opt in to the promotion, place your bet, then sit back and watch, relax, and wait for that touchdown so you can be a winner on Sunday. On top of that, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering all new players a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the promo code 1025GAME when you sign up. And don't forget to take advantage of this can't-miss offer. Once again, that code 1025GAME during sign-up for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, you must be 21 years of age or older, Tennessee only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and needs help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Let me pass this along real quick as November winds down. Remember, this month is Hockey Fights Cancer Month, and the Predators Foundation still needs your help towards the Smashville Donates campaign. You can visit NashvillePredators.com/365Fund to make a donation at the 365 Pediatric Cancer Fund presented by Twice Daily. Purchase Hockey Fights Cancer gear or learn more. You can also bid on a silent auction items, which are always good, by texting PREDS to 76278. Texting PREDS to 76278. You can follow them at PREDS Foundation on Twitter and on Instagram for more info. Good stuff, as always, from Underdogs. By the way, I want
Chris
to
Sanders
let you know.
Cracks me up. Can you imagine if Indiana had won and he had to face the music picking against his alma mater? I was thinking about him when Indiana got the ball back down 7 with like a minute to go. That would have been a little awkward.
He's done this before.
I know.
Now, he hasn't won. He hasn't hit. But he's picked against Ohio State before. I don't know what he's doing. Because even in a victory, it would be awkward for him, right? Even 100%. In a win, he should be celebrating. He should be in a great mood. Instead, it's got to be awkward. He's got to the Ohio State Buckeyes got to come on and gloat about his team losing, and he picked against them? I don't understand his method on that. That strategy is a little confusing to me. But you know,
did you consider at all, Darren? And I know you've made your pick. You went with the Commodores. Did you consider Auburn at all based on
the issue with Nick Saban? Yes, I honestly did. I considered it, and if Kelly would have or who went first, Chris, and I thought there was a chance because he's taken Vanderbilt before. I thought there was a real shot that he takes Vanderbilt. Instead, he went somewhere he never goes. That's the MAC. So I don't know how that's going to turn out for him. But
I think he starts with games that are 20 or more and then works his way from there.
He goes yeah, I think the last dogs. Time he took Vandy, they were like 17-point underdog or something like that. But so, yeah, you're right. He doesn't dip below 20
He had Vanderbilt
much.
In their win over Missouri last year, and that was close to 20, if I remember. That was It was up there.
It was up there.
If you did not notice, if you're out there listening and you're saying, what are they talking about? Nick Saban tested positive for the virus this morning. He's got mild symptoms. Hopefully he'll be fine. It's notable that apparently as of now, it's not a series of positive tests, which it often is when the coach gets it. You know, he's around the players. As of now, no other players reported having issues, but the question is now what will they do? They've had to tackle this before. They thought they were not going to have him for the Georgia game. They will not have him now. So we'll see what they have in place for the Iron Bowl. And you never know with the Iron Bowl, right? There's always rivalries. There's big underdogs. That there's been plenty in the series where the underdog plays admirably well. Auburn's not a bad team by any stretch.
That line is 24 and a half.
24 and a half.
24 and a half. Auburn's 5-2 and ranked. And Nick Saban is not going to be on the sidelines. And still, Alabama, in the huge rivalry game, is favored by 24 and a half.
Now that's telling. And how
it's stunning.
How well people think Alabama is playing right now.
I think that's stunning. I'm just telling you right now, I would take the points.
You like the points?
Oh, yeah, for sure. In a riot? Yes. But I consider it? I don't know if I would have pulled the trigger. I probably wouldn't have pulled the trigger because you're not looking for a cover. You're looking for an outright win. I've watched Auburn. I watched them, obviously, Saturday. They're not that impressive. And the running back, what's Bigsby? Is he out? I don't even know what's his status. He got hurt in the Tennessee game. Now, they didn't need him, but, you know, he is really good. I haven't seen what his status is.
I have not seen.
Elijah, have you seen anything?
Nothing yet. Nothing current on Tank Bigsby.
I love that name, Tank Bigsby.
And Smoke Monday. They have two of the best names.
I know. I was just saying, you've got to be good if your name is Smoke. Smoke and Tank, right?
Yeah, you have got to be able to play if your name is Smoke Monday. And, of course, he's the guy that had the 100-yard interception return.
Yep.
Joe Tessitore had some fun with that one.
He sure did.
Mentioned it like four times.
Yeah. He did.
I would, too. If, like, you're calling a game and Smoke Monday does something, you got to play that up.
It's a gift.
It is a gift.
I did, because we had this conversation this time yesterday, because I was reading that story during the break about Craig Carton saying Jeff Francoeur, when he played for the Rangers in 2010 when they were playing the Yankees in the playoffs, was texting him during the game from the dugout, which is interesting. You brought attention to the documentary on HBO about him, and it's called Wild Card. Wild Card, you know, how the king of radio, whatever, was dethroned or whatever, something like that. But I went and watched it last night after the Nashville SC game. And it is quite interesting. You're right. There was no – I told you it had been a while. What, been 2017 since kind of all that went down, and I thought it was maybe attached to frauding a charity. No, none of that was a part. It's just the guy just made gobs of money. He made $2 million a year, a WFAN. Him and Boomer were the toast of the town. They were the toast of talk radio. They had a highly, highly, highly successful show. And he just has a very addictive personality. And it all started, I guess, on the radio when he said that he would take $10,000 of Boomer Esiason's money and get $25,000 out of it. And Boomer brought in $10,000 in cash. And sure enough, the next day on the show, he plopped $25,000 down in front of Boomer Esiason. Now, who knows with Craig Carton, now that we've learned all this, if he really won that, I'm sure he did. But who knows? He could have, the way he was, his brain and stuff that he had been doing, who knows if he just did that for effect, because he is a shock jock. And, just to make sure, there was no way he was coming in the next day. That's the way I viewed it. There's no way he was coming in the next day and saying, sorry, Boomer, I not only didn't get your $25,000, I lost your money. Like, there was no way. Even if he paid, guy makes $2 million a year. You know what I mean? In all honesty, $10,000 isn't, or $25,000 isn't that big of a deal to him. It's not like he's going to go broke, even if he had to foot it out of his own pocket. But he's not going to, say I lost. But anyway, I digress. And so it just talks about how he just got wrapped up into this whole gambling world, and just how gambling, he became obsessed with gambling, and $10,000 became, next thing you know, he's got, and so people that heard that on the air with money came to him and said, all right, I'll give you $500,000. I want 10% of the winnings. So basically he's on the hook to bring him back 50 more thousand than that. And people were just coming out of the woodworks, just throwing money at him and saying, go win us money. And that just spiraled him, completely out of control, and ended up to where he got it, business with the wrong people. The next thing you know, he's got the FBI knocking on his door, and he's in prison.
Yeah, he got involved with a ticket, secondhand ticket, yep, scalping thing. It just It boggles the mind that you could make and be that successful doing sports talk, just your regular job.
And that wouldn't be enough for you.
And that wouldn't be enough. And he admits it during the thing. So it's a compelling story. If you like these types of documentaries, it's on HBO. You can check that out. So, Darren, I would love to throw this out there and just kind of plant the seed. First of all, we are going to be live on Friday, right? We have not always been in the past.
We've really never been. So, yeah.
I don't remember the last time we were.
I don't think we've ever been live.
If we have. But
today after Thanksgiving.
So Black Friday is going to be different for a lot of people than in years past. I know some of you love to get out. If you are out and about, or if you're just hanging out at home and, you know, you're saying, what do I do with my time here? We're not working. We'll be on to break down all of the weekend action. And based on today, we get on the show today, and 2 minutes in, we find out Nick Saban has tested positive. We've got the Vanderbilt kicker story with Sarah Fuller and what's going to happen there. Hopefully we'll have an update on that. Of course, we've got a huge Titans game, so there's plenty to talk about. So we will be on Black Friday, 10 to 2 live. In fact, all of our shows are. So whenever you're out and about, know that we will be on and cranking and talking about the current stuff. And then one other thing, I just want to plant the seed for people. Next week, Darren, we're doing something I think is really cool. I don't know about you. I'm longing to call a game. So what we decided to do, because we still don't have the word on when hockey is going to begin, we hope any day now they'll come out and say, we've done all our talks and here's our plan. That could happen at any time. But in the meantime, we are going to call a high school game. Father Ryan against MBA at the brand new Bellevue Ford Ice Center. We're going to have a radio broadcast on 102.5 The Game. We're also going to have a live stream sort of telecast. So we're doing it up 100%. We're going to go all in. Darren's going to have a pregame show. Chase will be involved. It'll be just like the Predators are playing, but it'll be Father Ryan against MBA. And we're just going to have a blast. It's going to just feel good to be at a hockey game and calling a game.
Well, and tell everybody the storyline with the coaches.
Well, the storyline of the coaches is an interesting one. You've got on one side, for the Big Red of NBA, J.P. Dumont, who has been an outstanding youth coach behind the scenes now for a while for the travel teams. But he is now coaching, in addition to all the other young kids he coaches, he will be coaching MBA's high school team, or is coaching. The season is underway. So the Big Red is coached by J.P. Dumont. And Father Ryan is coached by one Steve Henry, son of Sean Henry. And so he is a Father Ryan graduate, and now he is running the hockey program. So it is going to be quite the show.
Looking forward to that. That is going to be a lot of fun. And good for those kids because, you know, it's going to be really cool to get that kind of coverage and have you and Mace on the call on television or on the internet, and you and Pete and Hal on the radio. Like, that's something hopefully those kids will never forget. I know in high school when I played sports, we had randomly had games televised even all the way back then. You think, well, what's the big deal? Like today, high school's. But back then, when we were in high school, Willie, high school games on television was not, you know, everywhere you turn. That was a big, big deal. And so I played on a couple television games, and you know, you never forget that. I mean, hopefully you take that with you the rest of your life. And I hope these kids in this big game next Wednesday night will remember, you know, not only the game, but, you know, the coverage that they got, and remember, you know, look back and go, yeah, remember, you know, Willie and Chris were calling that game on the internet, and you had Pete and Hal on the radio. Like, wow, how cool was that? So,
yeah, and I think part of it, and I don't have all the details, but I know that those broadcasts are going to be available for those that want, right, the people involved, if they want a copy of those. They're going to be made available. I don't know all the details on what the price is or how you go about doing it yet, but we will give you the details in the coming days. The game is next Wednesday night, and so we're looking forward to being out at Ford Ice.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope everybody enjoys your day off tomorrow, and probably a lot of you do have a four-day weekend when you wrap things up today. And so just be safe. I don't know what Friday's going to be like because of, you know, what we're in 2020. I don't know if this is going to be a normal shopping day where you see the craziness that is the day after Thanksgiving. Willie, I don't know. I suspect a lot more people will just do stuff online because of, you know, COVID-19. I suspect that. It's not like nobody's going to be out shopping, though. It's still going to be a big shopping day. I've noticed this week, too, there's been a lot more already deals already, right, before we even get to Thanksgiving. Like they're trying to constantly get a jump start. I will say this. I've noticed some of the stores that normally open on Thanksgiving to get a jump start are not opening on Thanksgiving, and I'm really thankful for that because those employees shouldn't have to work on that day. You know what? There's plenty of days to get your shopping in. Like, you don't need to make people come in and get pulled away from their family, you know, on Thanksgiving. Like, give everybody the day. For the most part, everybody should be off. Yeah. Places should be closed on Thanksgiving. And I noticed a lot of stores that used to open up at some point on Thanksgiving to get the early jump on sales and shopping are not doing that this year, and I'm really happy about that because that's the way it should be.
Well, please, I think, just like we've been saying consistently for months, but it really bears repeating now, if you are going to be traveling in any respect or going to be going out, just think of others, right? Protect yourself so you can protect others. You know, be smart in everything you do here. Cannot emphasize it enough. If you watch news, whatever channel, you know, however long, you're going to see the same message that it is really getting dicey out there, and you've got to be extremely careful. So even if you're like, well, I don't really care if I get, you know, don't, even if you're like that, please think of others because this is such a dangerous thing. We've got to get through these next few months so that we can do what we want to do, hopefully, fingers crossed, very, very soon with the vaccine, but we're not there yet, right? These next couple of weeks, holiday season, every day, if you're going out, you got to be smart.
We are thankful for each and every one of you who are willing to give us a little bit of your day every day. We hope it's a lot of your day, but even if you give us a little bit, we're thankful for that. Thanks for your participation. You make the show better. Enjoy tomorrow. Don't get too stuffed. Enjoy all the games. And like Willie said, we'll be right back at it Friday morning at 10 a.m. We will have tons to talk about, and we're looking forward to it. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you on Friday.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.